But a lot of women want to pretend like they're unicorns, and the Passport Bros, MGTOW guys, all these guys, they should just roll the dice, take the chance, marry me. Don't worry, even though I divorced the last guy, I haven't had a serious relationship ever. My body count's in the three figures. Don't worry, because I'm over 30 now. My time is running out, and I'm throwing my Hail Mary pass at the end of the game, and I'm gonna figure it out. And I'm gonna make it work. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, we're going to talk about how women manipulate men. You know, Esther Vilar, one of my favorite authors, she wrote this book called The Manipulated Man, and in which she outlined why, number one, she disagreed with the womanist movement, and number two, how she, in her own words, believed the Western male, the American male specifically, to be the most manipulated man on the face of the earth. Now, you need to keep in mind this book was written back in the 1970s, during the height of the first, second wave of feminism. Now, we need to understand something. Gentlemen, we have been fed this narrative that women are sugar spice, everything nice, they're angels, and I gotta burst your bubble. It's all lies.
What?
I know, you don't want to accept it, but it's lies. So once we accept that this is a lie, the real question is, what do we do? Because everybody and their grandma wants to tell you that they have a solution. They know what to do. But here's the issue. Relationships are complicated. But they're only complicated because a lot of people, they don't know what they want in a relationship. They don't know what the goal is. My question to you is, what is it you want out of a relationship? Because women manipulate men through using the power that they have. And what is this power? This power is the power of the little roast beef curtain between their legs. And it has so many names, I'm not even going to go over it. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And so this idea that women have no power is laughable. It's laughable. It's so unbelievably untrue. But yet, we live in a culture that is half Puritan, half pure BS. Half progressive, half Puritan. And women like to cherry pick. They like to pull from traditional when they want you to pay, and then pull from progressive when they want to be out here strong, independent, and they want to do their own thing. They want to cherry pick. And I'm sick of it. I know a lot of other men are sick of it. Men are getting divorced, losing their kids, getting finessed, dealing with fugazi women. What the question is, gentlemen, what are you willing to put up with? How much manipulation are you willing to put up with? Because here's a problem. I'm not telling you to hate anybody. No, absolutely not. What I'm telling you is this. You need to decide what it is you want out of this life. You got to decide, hey, do I want to be a father? Okay, great. Do I want to be a husband? I don't know. You might say, well, Austin, those two are synonymous. No, they are not. Not with the divorce rate that we have. Not with the single mother rate we have. No, my friend, it's not. And let's be honest. We don't have to talk about the divorce rate, and trust me, it's there. But here's the part we don't talk about. We don't talk about the sexless marriages. We don't talk about the guy that takes the Denzel Washington approach of happy wife, happy life. We don't talk about that guy as much when he's actually the normal married man. You ever wonder why you see a lot of married guys, when they get married, they're in somewhat good shape usually, and then when, like, 10 years later, they look like the beer belly is all there, and they just look completely like they've given up? I think there's a line that Seth MacFarlane says in Family Guy where he's like, let out a deep breath, that says that you'll never have to attract a woman ever again, when he's talking to Brian after he gets married. A lot of men subscribe to that philosophy. I know some of them in my life and I love them, but they still need to hit the gym. And you ever notice, going back to the cherry picking, we want to talk about physical activity and whatnot. You ever wonder where the body positivity movement is for men? Oh yeah, nowhere! Because it's just another excuse for women who are overweight and conventionally unattractive to try to compete, not for you, but for Chad, Tyrone, and the guys at the top. That's what they want. They want the guys at the top to give them a chance. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you're not that guy. I'm not that guy. If you think I'm that guy, I'm not that guy. I am not Chad. I am not Tyrone. I am not Chad. Every dude wants to be like, oh, all you gotta do is run this game and be Chad. All you gotta do is get a pickup truck and you're gonna be Chad. All you gotta do is learn how to skateboard and you'll be Chad. No, my friends, Chad is. A Chad is just a guy who goes through. I know only one Chad in my life. I know one Chad. No, man, I guess technically two. Two Chads in my life. And they have gotten women. I've known them since I was a kid. And they have always gotten really good looking women. And they have not run game. They have not tried. They've always had good muscle tone. They've always been at the top tier with chicks. Dudes have respected them. I have known this since I was a kid and I was always envious of them. Always. And so I know what Chad, being a Chad, is, and it's not me. If you think I'm some guy who's pretending to be Chad, I'm not a Chad. But what I am is asking you a very hard question of why do you put up with women's manipulation? How much of it are you willing to put up with before you say, you know what? Forget this garbage. I'm not going to put up with it anymore. Because women manipulate men through being praying mantis, playing this emotional games where she moves the goalpost and you can't keep up. You can't kick the field goal because it's too busy moving all over the place. They manipulate men through shaming language. Not, for example, you ever ask a woman a question? Like, for example, when a woman says, hey, I want my man to lead, you then say, oh, okay, so you're a follower then. You're gonna follow my lead. Then they start saying, they don't wanna do that. They wanna tell you how to lead, then have you lead, and then still complain about it on the back end. That's manipulation. That's cultivating chaos. We need to understand that women do this, not because they're bad people, but because that's what they naturally do. They're naturally rebellious. If you're a father, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, I remember when my sister was a kid, she would always rebel against my dad. I love her, she's my sister, but she still used to do that all the time. Rebel against my mom and my dad all the time. I get it, it's anecdotal. But you know what I'm talking about when we see this in society all the time. That's what womanism is. It's just one giant rebellion, one giant shit test against the world, basically. And people fell for it, thinking that they were going to get brownie points, thinking that, there's a lot of money to be made here. I'm going for it. I've said this before on a previous show. We have two solutions to the current dating market we're living in. One, we get red light districts like they have in Amsterdam, and they put them up in every major city in America. Not made of victims, but of volunteers who are already sugar babies, already escorts, already these people that are already doing their thing. You just don't see it. Or we get rid of the divorce laws, no fault divorce, we get rid of it, and we go back to the scarlet letter times where people are held accountable and monogamy is actually enforced. Those are the only two actual solutions here. I mean, we can get into the polygamy conversation if we want to do that, like there is in a lot of Islamic countries. We can do that too. I don't think that's a real solution. I think that's more of a solution that people like to think could work, but I don't think it would. We only have those real two solutions there. I mean, you can go biblical bachelor like me, and you can kind of ride and split the difference and try to figure out how the hell to navigate in the meantime, but those are really the only two solutions. And when we talk about women's manipulation towards men, we need to understand that they're trying to get what they want because that's how they operate. They operate during the night versus you as a man operate during the day. You're very overt, they're very covert, and they're not insidious. Just a lot of their actions are invisible to you because you don't see it. You're using the wrong measuring stick. You're not seeing it. And I'm not even talking about your girlfriends or girls you're talking to, your wife. I'm talking about any woman in your life. They'll do this to you. And we need to really put, we need to put each other up on game. We need to stop just, oh, it's not happening. Oh, it's just you. Oh, it's just that one girl. No, my friends, it's everybody doing it. We all know it. We just don't want to accept it. It has everything to do with acceptance and nothing to do with actually finding the unicorn. I love it. I listen to these women on TikTok talk about, oh, I'm a unicorn. There's no need for passport bros because I'm a unicorn.
Oh, hell no.
You are aware that the whole concept of the unicorn means that they don't exist, right? Like, how many unicorns have you actually seen? And I mean a horse with a horn on it. Not a cone, but a horn. How many of them have you actually seen? None, right? Exactly. That's because they don't exist. It's a metaphor for it doesn't exist. But a lot of women want to pretend like they're unicorns, and the passport bros, big tail guys, all these guys, they should just, oh, just roll the dice, take the chance, marry me. Don't worry, even though I divorced the last guy, I haven't had a serious relationship ever. My body count's in the three figures. Don't worry, because I'm over 30 now. My time is running out, and I'm throwing my Hail Mary pass to the end of the game, and I'm going to figure it out, and I'm gonna make it work, at least for a little bit, until I can praying mantis you. Praying mantises don't mate for life. They mate, and then the wife eats off the head of the male praying mantis. That's what women do to men in every sense but the literal one. They take their finances, they take his sanity, his soul, his everything, and they leave a lot of them. Not all, but a lot. Enough to make a difference in this dating marketplace. And I'm not saying this to make you feel bad about yourself or to get mad at people. We just need to make an adjustment. We need to adapt to this manipulation tactics that we face every day. We need to identify it and we need to adapt so that we can survive. That's what evolution is. You evolve to, and you survive. Survival of the fittest, like what Darwin said. My friends, I encourage you to think on this, identify how it might be happening in your life, and cut it out. Cut it out of your life, because at the end of the day, you need to restore the peace in your life. That's how you're gonna get ahead. In my experience, you need to have the peace in your life. Trust me, life is stressful enough as you go through all the different chapters of it. You don't need to add to it. Trust me, it happens on its own. You don't need to do any of that. My friends, you take care of yourselves. I look forward to seeing you and look forward to hearing what you have to say in the comments, or you can go on to my X page as Sheep Get Sheared. It's wide open to my DMs. You talk to me. My friends, you take care of yourselves. I'll see you around. Peace.